All right, welcome everybody to another LinkedIn Live here at Capital Technology University. Today we have Daryl Gibson. He is the Associated General Contractors Director for their Education and Research Foundation. He's going to talk a little bit more about that. We also have Craig Capano, who is the Associate Dean for Capital Technology University, and he has a construction background. So let me turn it over to Daryl to talk a little bit about AGC and also especially about the Education Foundation for Construction and Education.
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Sims and Craig. Thank you for the invitation. Yes, as I come on and share news about what we do over at AGC and the AGC Education and Research Foundation, I sit as the executive director for the foundation, and we represent an entity that's about well over 50 years old now, and it was set up by members of AGC back then to be a resource to the industry. And so as a result of that, we have some charges that we're responsible for supporting industry, from workforce development to research and vocational activities that we do on an annual basis. And the largest part of what we probably are recognized for is our scholarship program. And Dr. Bradford just shared that he was a recipient of that some years back. And so we're proud of that. So our scholarship program covers a multitude of opportunities for students, both grad and undergrad. And then we also provide scholarships for those craft professionals. So on an annual basis, we will award well over $500,000 in scholarship support to undergrad, grad, and craft professionals across the country. And then we also have some research programs that we're responsible for here. We call our case studies programs, where we put RFPs on the street and ask faculty and industry to combine to help us address some particular needs that might be prevalent in the industry, and help us put together papers that we then will provide for industry and those academicians for use in classrooms. And with those academicians, we also provide teacher notes. Our industry residency program is a really unique program that we provide, and it's a compilation of three parts, where we have a faculty member, we have an AGC member, and then we have a institution of higher education, and those three will come together to support that faculty member who will go on site with the AGC member company over the summer. So we have about five or six of those industry residents out there now. And over the last 10 plus years, we have funded about 50 of those industry residencies. So at the end of their activities in any given summer, they're responsible for developing a report out. And so we share that as well. So we have a 20-member board of directors that helps us in our daily work. And those board members are AGC members across the country. And also infused in our board are a couple faculty members that help us stay abreast of what's taking place on the other side of the ledger when it comes to preparing these students for their entrance into the construction industry. Brad, if I can pause and take questions or anything from you or Craig now that might be helpful, or if I can give you any additional highlights.
Yes. So Daryl, I'll start off. Obviously I'm well aware of the foundation. I've been involved with it for a number of years, helped with start some of the initiatives, Bob Bowen industry residency that you talked about, which has been very successful to get faculty, out and learning the new skills that they can then bring back into the classroom. I think the foundation has done some great things. I think your mission of trying to make us a better industry by focusing, I'll say this, probably get a little pushback, but years ago, the focus was on the students, but I think the foundation realized that the focus also needs to be on the faculty, because we need to get the right people in front of those students, to help them understand the workforce and the industry itself. So I think the foundation has done some great things on that behalf. I think you didn't mention the awards too, and those are some good things for faculty. The Education Award, which I was blessed to receive many years ago. All these things help when you're when you're coming up as a young faculty member in your tenure and promotion package or your rising through the ranks, the all hands student essay competitions, which I know many people are aware of too, all great things to help with the promotion of higher education. So I commend you all, and I've been enjoying working on this committee for a long time. So, thanks.
Yeah, and just to dovetail on Craig's comments about the essay competition as an example, it's the we call it the all hands essay competition, and it's open and available to graduating seniors who are in the construction science major platform, and it comes with a stipend that students are able to receive, and then they're able to come to, or we invite them as our guests to the annual AGC convention. Also, the faculty, the Outstanding Faculty Award is, again, an award that we provide, as Craig alluded to inspire and encourage faculty members who are teaching those future students who are coming into the industry, and that comes with a stipend of about $5,000. Mm-hmm. And then we ask that faculty member to highlight two of his or her students, and we offer them $2,500 awards as well. So there is some benefit to applying for those particular awards here at the foundation. We look forward to having those awardees, as I mentioned, at our annual convention mm-hmm. every spring, and we get to run them around the convention. They get to be highlighted and put up on pedestals and recognized and congratulated. And so we enjoy the opportunity to highlight what our donors do. And I don't want to lessen the impact of what our donors do. Our donors allow us to do the breadth of what we were able to accomplish here at the foundation, from funding our scholarship programs to those award programs that I just mentioned. And then we have committee members such as Craig, who do a huge job and a huge lift for us in reviewing applications from our scholarship programs all the way out to our awards programs. And so we appreciate all that they do to help us be effective and efficient in what we're able to do on a daily basis here at the foundation.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to pull up the AGC's Education Foundation website here real quick okay. for folks to see.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the webpage. If you want to highlight anything, Daryl, on Yep. directly there. Yeah,
we can certainly do that. So on the far right there, under apply now, our scholarship program, our annual scholarship program, which I've alluded to, is now open. Our portal opens July 1 every year and closes November 1. And again, our scholarship program is directed at students who are studying construction related professions, both engineering and construction specific. And we offer those students a $2,500 scholarship per year. Those are renewable scholarships that we do offer students. So we offer students from sophomore year on. So a student who may come into our portal or our scholarship program as a sophomore has the opportunity to have renewable scholarships valued over at about $7,500. And again, that also includes students who are graduate students. We have both graduate and undergraduate students who can apply for this particular program. So we encourage students and parents to encourage your students to apply for that scholarship program. We do ask that students who do apply for the program for our scholarships are attending school full time and are in ABET or ACCE accredited programs. So that's one of our stipulations that we do require for students to be a part of those programs that are accredited by one of those two accrediting bodies. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you could, real quick, Daryl, could you step back a bit from the foundation and just highlight what AGC is for those and how large it is and, you know, maybe about how old it is for those who don't know what AGC stands for?
Yeah. So AGC of America is the leading construction association for large and small construction firms across the country and those suppliers who support the industry, from tile and HVAC, all those kinds of companies are members of AGC. That represents about 24,000-25,000 members across the country. And they run the gamut from heavy civil to, you name it, pavers. All of those are constitute members of the AGC. And consequently, those members become donors pretty much to the foundation. We're very fortunate that those members see the merit and the benefit of supporting an association's foundation that they get a great deal of work benefit from. So AGC of America provides ongoing educational programming for its members. It also provides a legislative lobby for the membership, both nationally and locally at local state houses across the country. And I think a lot of members find value in that and support AGC's PAC as a result of that as well. So what I've learned since I've been sitting in this seat is that the membership finds great value in what AGC of America provides for them and subsequently is very engaged in a lot of the programming and the activities that AGC of America offers as ancillary services to for their membership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excuse me. I know you also are AGC as a whole does a lot of, you know, training on different topic areas, project management, construction supervision. They always have classes running and
exactly.
Again, bettering the industry. So they're a great organization and helping to do that. So it's a good thing.
And it, as I alluded to, it's been rewarding for me to see the affinity that members mm-hmm. have for AGC of America. Right. And as Craig alluded to, the various continuing ed sort of opportunities that come underneath that umbrella. And for that, and because of that, because of what they get from AGC of America, they do see the merit, as I noted, in being supportive of the foundation, because the foundation was set up to be supportive of the industry members as well. So it is a circular point. We are a separate 501c3 from AGC of America with a separate operating board, but we are certainly tied at the hip to what AGC of America does. And a lot of our leadership at our board level, AGC's foundation comes off of AGC of America's board as well. So we do have a direct tie back into AGC of America. And I actually report to the CEO, Steve Sandhurst, at AGC of America. So we have a very, very close tie to AGC of America. And they support a lot of our backroom needs from finance to operations to comms and marketing. We get a lot of support. We're a smaller team there at the foundation, so we get a lot of support directly from AGC of America. And the dues that the members pay certainly benefit us and what we try to get done here at the foundation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know the AGC headquarters, I've been to it downtown D.C., mm-hmm. and there's chapters around the country. Sure. I don't know how many. I don't remember the total count, but there's quite a few across all the states that may be close enough to somebody listening that they could mm-hmm. go visit. And I believe also that some of the chapters have additional scholarships beyond AGC main foundation as well.
Yeah. The vast majority of our local chapters, as you noted, Dr. Sims, are dispersed across the country and do have their own standalone foundations, which do comparable to what we do on a national level. They do it more in their district or their statewide activities. And so they do offer scholarships to grad and undergrad students and provide workforce scholarships to those craft professionals as well. So we are separate and alone from what they do. And it doesn't prohibit students from also having scholarships through us and through their local chapter. So we encourage students and faculty members to be involved in their local AGC chapters and be involved with AGC of America. Mm-hmm.
We at Capital Tech, just to highlight from our perspective, of course, we're trying to support many industry-specific degree programs. Just one that we cover are only STEM programming, and there's lots of needs out there. So construction has huge employment needs across, I mean, everything that we touch, cybersecurity to, you know, mechatronics to facilities management. So one of the things that we have done here at Capital Tech is we started a Center for Construction Excellence, which you can find out about our website. And we do offer a bachelor's in construction management on ground and online and facilities management and safety as well. So if you're related anyway to the construction industry, you can take that. We accept apprenticeship credit as elective credit towards our degree programs. Mm-hmm. And we have an online bachelor's degree in professional trades administration that if you have apprenticeship credit, you can transfer in up to 42 hours of elective credit and just finish off your degree that we offer online. So we're supporting the construction and related construction industry support very well. And it's a great career, whether you're in the trades or you're in the management. You can't really beat it for opportunities and you know, well-paying salaries. It's a career or a job you're going to have the rest of your life that takes care of you and your family.
Yeah, and until I actually came in and sat in the seat, I didn't appreciate the breadth of what the construction industry represents for the GDP here in this country. It's a huge bond, and as alluded to during the COVID, we were considered essential workers. And so work was able to continue in those veins, and AGC of America in its legislative push was able to keep that aboard and keep it rolling. And because members needed to know where they stood. And so AGC of America stood behind them and encouraged them to have that designation. So that's that breadth of what AGC of America provides for industry. You mentioned those trade professionals. I do want to continue to highlight that we do have trade specific scholarship programs here at AGC's foundation. And those are those professionals who may be going through 2-year programs as an example. And we do provide scholarships, and those are being reviewed. Now, on an annual basis, we might award $50,000 to $60,000 to those individuals at $1,000 a clip for those who are seeking some support as they go to particular 2-year programs leading to those trades and craft positions.
Mm-hmm. To follow up a little bit on what Brad was alluding to, we also have some additional programs, much like the foundation came to the realization that they need to help faculty as well as students.
Okay.
We have that realization here too. We just recently had a new degree of Master of Research in Construction Science and Management, which is primarily geared towards people that might be coming from industry that want to go into academia, but don't have that credential to quite do it. It's a research base, so there's no coming to classes. There's just working on developing a thesis and completing it that way. But one of the more exciting ones that we have, and we've got quite a few students involved with it now, is a PhD in construction science, where that also is a 100% online research degree where you don't have to come to campus. There's no residency requirements. You work with your chair and or a committee to develop a dissertation. And that has kind of taken off because there are a number of faculty out there that are limited in advancement within the universities because they don't have PhDs. So we've seen that need, and we're hoping to continue to develop those. So that's the same things that you guys are looking at. We're doing it too. So,
well, good to hear that.
Yeah.
So you know, as far as we go from Capital Tech, and our focus is again only on STEM related programming, because we're here to support the industry, and that's what we've been around since 1927. The founder was a Navy vet who wanted to teach people how to build radios. So he founded the university in 1927 in downtown DC. And then we're up here in Laurel, Maryland now, which is only about 15 miles north, but we maintain that focus. Mm-hmm. And, for those who are listening, you know, we're serious. I mean, my background's industrial construction. I have a bachelor's and master's in construction management. Dr. Capano's background is construction. He has his bachelor's, master's, and doctorate in construction management. So we're really here to help support not just the construction industry, but all the industries, as you can imagine, that have huge market demands. I don't think a month goes by that I don't get a call from some industry segment saying, can you get me more employees for this market? And I said, my answer is, I'd love to, but I need more students coming in to give you more employees, because how do we work together? And I think, you know, this is where we're talking today, is how do we as a university partner more closely with associations such as AGC, so that we have a way to bring in students into these high demand fields that have great careers, right? And I'm sure I'm like probably you two sitting here in this room with me, is that whenever I decided to go to college, I really didn't have a choice. My father said, you need to go to college to get a job. I didn't know any better. So I went to college and I went there to get a job, and I ended up in construction industry. Loved it. Just accidentally moved on to education. Here I am. And it is it's a huge need too. So those, as Dr. Capano said, those folks who maybe even came up out of the trades, decided to get a degree, they mm-hmm. could be instructors either at an apprentice or in management. It is a huge industry. And if I remember my statistics right, the construction industry in the United States is the largest industry if you take away the government military. So it's huge, yeah. right? You can't outsource the construction of a building overseas for somebody to build it. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. And it is a large driver of the U.S. economy. If we didn't have construction, our economy would fail. And mm-hmm. and what the Education Foundation is doing to help with scholarships across the board from trades to bachelor's, master's, doctoral programs is significant. So what do you think you're looking at for your next 5 to 10 years? What's the future of the foundation?
Yeah, actually, we're getting ready to do a strategic plan here in the next couple of weeks. So we'll be working with our board to decide, you know, what should our focus be? Should we still be focused around research and some of the educational programming we do? We certainly do have an affinity around our scholarship program. We want to be relevant to industry and continue to be relevant to industry. So we're asking those tough questions internally. What it looks like and how should we be positioning ourselves to still be a major component of what we purport to do. One thing that we hear from those industry members, those members of AGC, that's constantly the refrain is we need more professionals, more skilled persons in our industry. And so our challenge on an annual basis is to help put that pipeline in place to be able to put persons in alignment to be able to meet that need. And we think we have a cornerstone of what we need to get done, but how do we grow and make it even more robust in the years mm-hmm. ahead? And that's part of our overall planning process that we'll be going through. Fundraising is always the cornerstone, but how and what markets should we be looking at in order to continue to provide that service back to the industry that says it's so warranted?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Capano, any other questions?
No, I'm just looking at some of the ones that we had sent out, but that was the one I was going to ask was where do you see the future of it? Mm-hmm. And I do know that we're doing a survey came out to see, what are some of the thoughts of where it goes. Right. I'm sure, if the past is any indication of the future, it'll be good things and great things for the industry as a whole. So I think that'll be something to watch and see as we move forward. I do also say, now that I'm a little bit longer in my career, I enjoy giving back. And mm-hmm. I would encourage anybody, that has kind of come up through that route and done that, to consider giving back at some point. I know you never turn away any donations or anything like that. So I'll put a little plug in for that too. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, we certainly do encourage those who have an affinity around what we're trying to get done to ensure that industry has the pipeline of potential employees and that research is being done and research that's relevant to what industry says it wants to see done. We want to be able to be that space and be able to sit in that space and do it with a competency that renders a product that industry really wants and needs. And so mm-hmm. fundraising and supporters and donors help us get there. And I have, constant refrain to work when I work with donors talking about, what our objectives are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I try not to be a transactional organization. We really want to have an engagement that is a win-win for industry mm-hmm. or that particular donor for what they see as a return for what they're investing with us to do.
Mm-hmm. What do you see as far as we came out of COVID mm-hmm. and that was a tough time probably for everybody.
Right.
What do you hear, I guess, then from your donors, your construction companies, has anything changed differently from after coming out of COVID of what they're looking for? Or is it pretty much the same thing that they are really trying to generate from supporting the foundation?
Yeah, and I'm grateful that I can say I get a robust response when I have engagement with our membership about what our needs are here at the foundation and how we marry our needs, what their needs are. And so our return on the ROI for what a donor does is my job to be certainly appreciate what the ROI is and to make it plain for them what the ROI is that if you want to see your workforce needs impacted to the point that you have jobs filled, one way to do it is invest with the foundation, because we are on the ground with those young men and women who are interested in the industry. You know, we can provide them a pathway through to get through to come to your industry, then that means that we've done our job. And so that's where you can help yourself help us. And I use that refrain, that ROI is help us help you. And we see that refrain. I've not seen a downtick since the COVID and pandemic has come around. Because industry didn't shut down like a lot of places around the country and the world did, that they stayed on the grind, so to speak. And they were literally in their offices at times. And so they didn't see any downturn. Our job was to show them that we were still working as profusely as they were to meet their needs. And of course, we don't do it solely by ourselves. It is AGC of America that covers that big umbrella. And we come underneath that umbrella to carry our portion as well. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so I mean, again, I know just from what we see from employers' requests that there's no shortage. I mean, there's no shortage of not needing people, right? Yes. At the management and trades level, it is still a huge market, and it's a well-paying career. And those folks who want to get into it, there's a lot of different opportunities, different ways that you can move into construction. One thing that that we also offer is if you want to be on the IT side, besides being in the management, I mean, mm-hmm. construction companies have multiple sites. There's a lot of issues with IT. We have specialty areas in construction cybersecurity. Whenever you're dealing with data transfer across multiple site locations in the home office, or cyber issues you have to worry about. You can have a whole career if you like. Just in building information modeling for some companies. We also offer unmanned systems. There's large companies in the construction industry now that have their own drone division because, you know, there's savings in having a small drone looking at things or inspections. I mean, I think there'll be a time where if your headquarters is in Chicago and you're building in Dubai, you could have an unmanned system flying around for inspections while you're sitting in your office in Chicago. So there's a lot of technology involved, not only with that, but with printing, 3D printing technology. So if you're in the tech side and you like construction, there's a lot of ways to apply all these technology, IT, cyber sets, and have a career in construction as well. So it's not just about building the facilities and being an architect or an engineer aspect. It's everything. And it's global, right? So we know it's certainly different for home builders versus if you're building a stadium. There's different techniques and what you need to know, but they're all different things that are interesting that you may want to build hospitals. And sure. Certainly if you get in hospital construction, you probably be in the rest of your life because there are a lot of hospitals and, you know, you need that type of structure, right? So lots of opportunities outside of what I would say the general public probably sees just a house being built. Sure. And that's a small segment of the industry. And seeing folks out there build is a small segment. Across all segments of industry, from highway to industrial, building a big dam, right? All that stuff is construction. You can be on the tech side. You can be on the management side. You can be on the hands-on trade side, actually put in a place. So many opportunities out there.
There really are. And when I engage with members and I'm out on the road talking to persons, I get that very specific response from them. They're looking for roles to be filled across the board in their companies, not just persons I'll use hanging off the side of a building. They're literally looking for all those components that allow that person to hang off the side of the building, so to speak. So it is imperative that holistic perspective of what this industry can provide from a workforce development is what we take into consideration here at AGC of America as well.
Well, Darryl, we're about out of time in our segment, and we certainly appreciate you providing an overview of AGC and the Education Foundation and all the support that you give to those who are interested in coming to the industry. Any last thoughts before we end our segment?
Well, every opportunity to talk about AGC's foundation, AGC of America, is always a good thing for us, because we do find that persons in the industry don't really know who we are at times. So I appreciate this opportunity to share.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks for everybody who's watched today. And you can get to AGC through agc.org is their main website.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thanks, everyone. All right.